Thousands of Czechs are offering their couches to host travelers within the International Couchsurfing Project, the largest hospitality exchange network in the world. The core activity of this organization is exchange of accommodation. You offer a visitor hospitality in your own home for free, and in return, someone else sets you up in a different part of the world. Accommodation is entirely consensual between the host and surfer, and the duration, nature, and terms of the surfer stay are generally worked out in advance to the convenience of both parties. 1 million people worldwide are currently involved in this, not just because it saves money, but because it is a chance to make new friends and soak up the culture of a place by actually living with the locals rather than staying at a hotel. A quarter of the world's couch surfers are Americans. Half are from the old continent, among them 10,000 Czechs. Last week, the gates of Mirov, the highest security jailhouse in the land, opened to admit media representatives for a most unusual art exhibition. On show were exhibits produced by prisoners in various work therapy groups, wood carvings, paintings, and ceramics. Many prisoners take part in this activity as a form of release, and often it is here that they uncover hidden artistic talents. One of them, 35-year-old Jaroslav Březina, is so good he's even had an exhibition of his work downtown. The money he made from sold paintings went into buying new paints, canvases, and guitars for prison mates. But generally, the hand-carved toys and ceramics are donated to children's homes. František Valouch from the town of Rychnov made headlines this week with an unsurpassed mushroom find. He found a giant puffball the size of which had not been seen in the Czech Republic. The puffball not only appeared 2 months ahead of its season, but largely due to several weeks of heavy rain, it acquired monstrous proportions, growing to the size of 1 meter 60 centimeters in diameter, 30 centimeters in height, and a whopping 6.5 kilograms, more than twice the size of a newborn baby. For a while, František thought he had found a huge truffle and dreamed it would make him a very rich man indeed. However, his dreams of millions dissolved when a mushroom expert inspected the find and pronounced it to be a giant puffball. A bit of a come down, but while František has not become any richer, he did make the primetime news and thoroughly enjoyed his time in the spotlight. The neighbors all came over to admire his find and in the end, helped him to eat it. It is said to have been a puffball schnitzel party that will be remembered for years to come. The logo of the Czech police force is being used illegally to help sell a variety of articles, from knickers to beer glasses. Clearly, the logo of the police is considered sexy. In any case, officers are now trying to trace the person or group of people who are doing a good business selling beer glasses with a police logo over the internet. Hundreds have been sold over the past year at 200 to 300 crowns apiece, depending on the type of glass. However, even if the culprits are caught, they are unlikely to regret their actions, since the fine for what is considered a misdemeanor owner could only reach 150,000 crowns. And the profits from this business are much higher, at least judging by the fact that the people who put the police logo on underwear paid the fine and went right back to doing it, merely changing the color of the logo, which meant that they were not doing anything illegal. Having said that, maybe the police should be pleased that their popularity is growing. Under communism, nobody would have dreamed of putting the logo of the Secret Service on their beer glass, much less their underwear.